044 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X American State Trials. We had our daguerreotypes taken but left before the pictures were finished, and it was arranged that Gordon, on his return, should take one to Wentz's office at St. Charles, and Shearbarth would take the other. We reached Huntsville, Randolph County, on the evening of Sunday, January 20th. The next day we left Huntsville. Mr. Gordon parted with us to go alone directly to St. Louis, while Mr. Sturgeon, myself, and Mr. Pratt continued on to Jefferson City. Mr. Sturgeon and I arrived in St. Louis on the evening of January 26th. To my surprise, I found that Mr. Gordon had not yet returned. Several days passed, and I became uneasy. But as the weather was intensely cold and stormy, I thought Gordon's absence might be attributable to this cause. Later, I heard that a man named Ferguson had seen Gordon. I found him in bed. He told me that Gordon was accompanied by two strangers, whom he described. Here the witness was stopped. From the statements of Ferguson, I suspected foul play. I directed McDonald to go on a search. On Tuesday morning, I went on a locomotive over to St. Charles. There, I was informed by Wentz's Negro boy. Witness was here stopped. At St. Charles, I then received information which convinced me that Gordon had been murdered. I took Mr. Pratt with me in a buggy. We passed up the Boonslick Road, making inquiries without hearing anything of Gordon until, late at night, in a snowstorm, we met McDonald and Wentz, near the spot where we afterwards found Gordon's body. From there, I learned that Gordon and the two men had stopped at Hutchinson's. Witness stopped. Well then, I received information which convinced me that Gordon had been murdered between Hutchinson's and St. Charles. Hutchinson keeps private entertainment about 4 miles east of Warrenton. We all returned about 5 miles back to Kenner's Tavern, where we stayed till morning. After breakfast, Messrs. Wentz, McDonald, Pratt, and myself turned westward toward Hutchinson's to search. We found a gentleman, whose name I believe is Stevenson, who told me a saddle had been found by his mother's Negro man, objected to, and objection sustained by the court. I saw the saddle at Mrs. Stevenson's, a dragoon service saddle with initials on the pommel. I went to the spot where it was said to have been found, in a thicket, and about half a mile south of the road. The snow was very deep. We searched unsuccessfully. We decided to go to Warrenton for help. On my return, the body had been found. I recognized it as the body of Basil H. Gordon. It was between the travel track and the fence, in a gully. I think the body had been carried 40 feet. Discolored snow, red, was near the traveled road within 2 or 3 feet. His gloves, fur cuffs, and cap were not found with the body. His overcoat was unbuttoned except for the 2 top buttons. His pockets were turned inside out. His breastpin was the only thing of value left on him, and it was concealed by his coat. Captain Cousins and Mr. Wentz went in pursuit. On their return, Captain,